that, of course. Thank you. So with that, shall we get started? I guess I'm supposed to announce, though, however, housekeeping items. If you haven't heard it before, if you have cell phones on, please turn them off so you don't disrupt the proceedings. And Rosie and Rosette is there waiting to collect money for the alphabet soup in case anybody uses acronyms and the dollars. The dollars, did you notice I said that, Senator Gortley, not coins. The dollars at the end of session will go to the Oregon Food Bank. Now we can begin.
Let's
just start with wherever you want to start them.
Let's start with the budget bill here. That's 5039. Okay, then we have held a public hearing on this bill back in February. We had an initial work session a couple of weeks ago. And after that work session, we did some updates and made some modifications. I would like to go over my recommendations with you. We are recommending two fee adjustments. LFO's budget and ending balance recommendations assume implementation of these two fee increases in response to increasing growth in the number of licensed nursing professionals. Does not support new programs, but will allow them to adequately staff for existing programs. The fees are to increase the registered nurse and LPN, licensed practical nurse, fee by $20, or we get raised the biennial fee from $80 to $100 for new licensees, from $65 to $85 for renewal licenses. We'll provide the bulk of the revenue to fund policy packages that are in the program. We are also recommending an increase to the certified nursing assistant certification by examination by $10 from $96 to $106, and also increase their renewal or certification by endorsement by $5. Those fees are capped by statute to a maximum of $40 plus the cost of examination. It is partially funded by federal Medicaid dollars, and it is required for a long-term care provider to accept a Medicaid or Medicare patient. Technical adjustments we are recommending is to reduce DAS assessments by $5,121, Attorney General charges, a reduction of $15,382. We have not yet reached agreement on PERS, Secretary of State, or State Library, so those will be dealt with in a separate bill for all agencies. We're recommending reducing inflation by $56,136, and we have adjusted for freezing the merit increases. We are reducing by $103,644 for total technical adjustments of reducing $180,232. There are four policy option packages that we are recommending. The first one, package 101, is to complete the customer service center and production centers. We are recommending adding $324,732, other funds expenditure limitation, and adding a total of 1.25 FTEs. And as part of that, we will change an existing limited duration position to a permanent position and increase one part-time position. The agency had also requested three additional positions that are currently staffed by temporaries, and instead of changing those to permanent, we are directing the agency to use those as needed within their existing location. Package 102 is the Investigation Enhancement Program. It proposes to expand their capacity to review new applicant backgrounds, nurse practice complaints, and best nursing practices. We'll add one nurse consultant, one nursing investigator on a full-time basis, and one office specialist on a part-time basis. We recommend adding $305,792 other fund expenditure limitation plus three permanent positions for a total of 2.5 FTE. Third package is for information technology. It proposes one-time expenditures to expand information technology in license issue and renewal processes and continue their migration to electronic government. The package proposes hiring a limited duration database administrator to continue work started by a prior limited duration position. We recommend that position be made permanent in recognition of the ongoing need for a database administrator and as the board migrates to e-government solutions and for renewing licenses and public verification of nurses' credentials. So we recommend adding $210,611, other fund expenditure limitation, and one FTE that will be permanent full-time instead of limited duration. And finally, Package 104 is the office reconsideration. Proposes one-time expenditures to complete phase three of a project that was begun in this biennium. It will create a computer room for their technology equipment, reconfigure existing modular furniture, and the ventilation system to gas standards. They also propose to finish furnishing a conference room used by all of the small boards and commissions housed in the Portland office building with video and teleconferencing equipment that includes a video monitor, a camera, a computer, plus $10,000 for a permanent audio system to allow them to record hearings and meetings. We recommend approving the package. It would add a total of $600,000 other fund expenditure limitation, but no FTE. During their public hearing, we reviewed their performance measures. They have been gathering data on performance since 1996, added some new measures in the last biennium. They are showing steady improvement in their performance. And we recommend ratifying their measures as presented at the public hearing. And finally, their ending balance. They try to maintain a cash balance sufficient to meet 3 months' expenditures. That varies from $750,000 to over $1 million. And the board has projected that they would move into a deficit position by mid-2004 without the proposed fee increase, but would have a three-month ending balance by the end of the biennium with the proposed increase. We recommend making no adjustments to their ending balance. On the last page, just have a summary of everything. And if we adopt all of those changes, we will end up adjusting their other funds expenditure limitation in the bill to be $7,830,468 and increase their FTE by 4.75, as well as ratifying the performance measures.
Any questions? We had considerable discussion at our last hearing, and I know that members have gone through and looked at the budget in a lot of detail with Ms. James. And so are there any outstanding questions as a result of our last meeting? We will need to call and get Senator Morris, and Senator Carter is in the governor's office, so we can go get Brian, can you do a favor for me and see if you can get Senator Carter? And Senator Morris is in room A. And I need to apologize because he's right now, I think for all of us, we're kind of running back and forth between all these rooms. It's either our bill or another committee that we're on. It's at opposite ends. And so we're at lightning speed now in this process. And my apologies to you, but members are all over the building now. It's not like when we first started, and I think it's only going to get worse before it gets better. Representative Westland?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I assume that you want the policy packages moved in block as
yes, I do.
Individually?
Yes.
While we're waiting, would you just entertain a motion?
I would entertain a motion, Representative Westland.
I am pleased to move House Bill 5039 as reported by LFO and represented in the budget bill to the floors with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Westland moves House Bill 5039 as presented by Legislative Fiscal Office to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation, and we will stand. We will be at ease until the other members show up.
Would you like me to review 5040?
You want to go ahead and review 5040 while we're waiting on the other members.
5040 is a very simple fee increase bill. It actually ratifies a fee that was approved by the legislature the last budget session. And what it does is offer a reduced rate for nurses who have been granted emeritus status. And there is an error in my SMS. They pay the $20 and never pay it again unless they reactivate their license. So it is a one-time charge for those nurses. And the bill does declare an emergency and takes effect on July 1.
Sure, winners.
Representative Smith.
I need a little 101.
Okay.
When a fee increase is done and we're retroactively approving, is there a notice that is sent out to the folks that the fee impacts? And I guess in this case it's related to this, but I guess overall as well I could use some guidance on that.
Chair Winters, Representative Smith. Thank you for asking that question. I'm Pat Miles, the budget officer for the board. We, in our statute, in fact, are required to reach out to our licensees. We think of them as members, at least on an annual basis, to keep them apprised of these issues. We actually put out and have quite a budget to communicate constantly and on our website. We put out at least 3 newsletters so that nurses were and are notified before, while the administrative rules are being revised, of any fee increases, as well as once they are adopted, we put that information out. And this was a very good example of how that worked, because retired nurses came here and asked you for the right to become retired nurses, and we set the fee to cover just the administrative portion of it. Nurses were notified, and they have started, they not only if they wish to do it who had already retired, but as people who come to us to renew and don't meet the requirements to renew because they have retired, we offer them those choices. They're very anxious to have that status to be able to use the title nurse.
Just a quick follow-up comment. I guess from my perspective then, you folks must be doing something right, because I've toured the 3 hospitals in my district, spoken with quite a few of the nurses along with the physician's administration, and I've never heard them once raise a concern about this issue. And so,
thank you.
I mean, if notification's gone out and they've had an opportunity to comment, and they've never said one derogatory comment to me. That speaks volumes.
Representative T. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm prepared to vote yes on this budget. However, I may be a no in full ways and means.
With that, we will go ahead. If someone wants to make a motion, and we have a motion on 5039 to recommend approval to full ways and means in block, including the policy packages. Is there any objection? House Bill 5040, can I have a motion? House Bill 5040, the Board of Nursing Fee Bill.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 5040 versus Board of Nursing Fee Bill to the full committee with the pass recommendation.
Senator Carter moves House Bill 5040, the Board of Nursing Fee Bill, to full ways and means with the due pass recommendation. Any objections? Carrier, Representative Bates, and Senator Carter. You can go back.
One small step for mankind.